Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Hundreds of people showed up for a town hall hosted by Mayor Sherelle Parker, focused on the proposed Sixers Arena. The mayor has not yet announced her position on the arena proposal. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
Hundreds of people attended Wednesday night's meeting, some to air their support for the 76-place construction and others strongly against it. Organizers had to open up overflow rooms at the convention center because attention spilled out onto 13th Street and down the block. Opponents have expressed their fear for what might happen to Chinatown since developers pitched the project. Jenny Zhang lives in the neighborhood and says she's calling on Mayor Parker to say no to the arena.
The community impact study was clear. This arena will annihilate, destroy our community. That should be enough.
Supporters of 76 Place, mainly union members, also showed up to the meeting. They advocated for the project, saying that in addition to the amount of jobs and income developers have estimated come with the project, they want to see a thriving center city. Ryan Boyer, business manager with the Philadelphia Building and Construction Trades Council.
We cannot lie to ourselves. If you go to East Market, it is desolate and it is dangerous.
For the Sixers to start construction on their proposed timeline, legislation would need to be introduced in City Council in the next few weeks. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police are looking for a man they say stabbed another man during a robbery early this morning in South Philly. It happened shortly before 1:30 at 6th and Wolf Streets, right near Mifflin Square Park. Police say a 61-year-old man was stabbed in the stomach. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. His attacker took off with the victim's bicycle. He's described by police as a 30-year-old white man wearing a white t-shirt and jeans. Anyone with information is asked to call or text the police department's tip line. A man is in custody, and police are searching for a second suspect in connection with a stolen dirt bike and shots being fired in Cape May County earlier this week. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports the incident led to a manhunt and the closure of schools.
It was about 5:30 Tuesday morning at a home on Kings Highway in Dennis Township. New Jersey State Police say a resident saw two guys were taking his dirt bike, so he chased after them, and then he was shot at, but not hit. As police were searching for the guys involved using canines on the ground and a chopper in the air, the Dennis Township School District canceled classes for the day and asked that families stay inside. Some students were dropped off early for before-school care. They had to shelter in place until the all-clear was given, the district says. Police say they found one of the guys who got away, Jamar Lovett. The 28-year-old was at the Tamerlane Campground in Dennis Township, but police did not find the second person. Lovett is behind bars. Police say the Cape May Courthouse resident is facing weapons, robbery, assault, and other charges. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A former teacher in Lower Merion School District will spend 30 years in prison for tricking girls, including a student, into sending him sexually explicit photos and videos of themselves. 33-year-old Jeremy Scoble was a teacher at Hareton High School. Over several years, and often from his classrooms, investigators say the Philadelphia man faked extensive online profiles to entice his underage victims. Scoble was arrested last year and pleaded guilty to child pornography charges in March. Federal prosecutors say the sentence closes the book on Scoble's years of catfishing and gives his victims a measure of justice. The Phillies' magic number is shrinking. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
That number to win the division is 9 after sweeping the Rays with a 3-2 win.
I thought that we played three very complete baseball games. I also really liked how everybody, you know, did something different to contribute every single night. It wasn't really one guy carrying the torch all three games. You know, like, we contributed in one as a team.
Nick Castellanos scored the winning run, and he hit a two-run home run earlier in the game. How appropriate the second-place Mets are in town for a three-game series beginning tomorrow. Meantime, the Eagles are getting ready for the Falcons, who were upset by the Steelers last week. Eagles legend Jason Kelce telling WIP the Birds are going to clean things up going to week two, but also says do not take Atlanta for granted.
It'll be a big game for him and that offense, and they're going to be fired up coming into the link to overcome all this narrative that is out there. So I would be ready if I'm the Eagles for a really hungry, hard-fighting Atlanta team coming in to our house.
Monday's kickoff at the link is at 8:15. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the all-local. I'm Vic Ragupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com